to be one of the most recognizable songs in America, is it not?
I guess it would be.
The theme to Mannix. Isn't it great?
Well, it's not.
What?
It's football.
Oh, it's football.
Monday night football. Is this a Monday night game? It's Thursday night.
It's a Thursday night game, but I think Daniel was just looking for something that would signify football.
This works. This does the trick, Daniel.
It does do the trick.
Is this game on NBC or is it on the NFL Network?
I'm guessing it's Thursday nights or NFL Network.
Well,
it's opening, so NBC.
NBC.
I can't keep track anymore.
I saw Al Roker in Denver today, so I figured, aha. He was, during the Today Show, Al was in an empty stadium.
Oh.
Hyping the game.
Are you calling Al Roker an empty stadium?
No.
An empty suit was an empty stadium. I think that's what you said.
You know, now your hearing's gone.
Quick note, there was an accident. We just had a Chase Miller call in. It's an accident by Shanley, 25th Street, northbound, four cars involved. So right now it's a little backed up over in that area, but that's what's going on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Remember that Chase time he interrupted us?
Pinto? Which time? In the middle of some
great bit we were doing. And he started, wait, breaking news from Hebron, North Dakota.
Oh, that's right.
There's a power outage in Hebron, the south side of town. Remember that?
Yes, I just about punched him. We had this great thing going.
It was going to be an award winner. And well, he's all of a sudden right in the middle. Oh, wait, you guys are going to break in. Hebron, power outage, chaos.
Now stop that. Daniel, he got the message that time. We had a long discussion. Oh!
Why don't we play the Dragnet theme?
Well, the mission statements of the Council Bluffs, Iowa Police Department. We, the members of the Council Bluffs Police Department, working with all people, are committed to providing quality and professional police service that promotes a safe and secure community while affording dignity and respect to every individual. This is a message from the chief, where you got your ticket.
Look at that guy. Looks like Ned Beatty.
I don't know his name. Is it Barney?
The chief would be Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah, his
the deputy that got
would be
you.
Barney. That'd be
so
Barney.
So you're going 60 in a 55?
60
you
and a 55.
You were going 73, according to the arresting officer.
According to Barney, I was going 73.
And then you said I was only going 60, and he tricked
yep,
you.
He tricked me.
Did he have it on radar?
I fell for it.
Did you go back to the squad?
No.
Did you go back and say, show me?
Nope, I didn't.
Show me.
See, because I thought what was going to happen, and call me naive, call me honest. Call me honest, Barney. That an officer of the law wouldn't play a trick on me like that.
Oh, no, of course not.
No.
Did you get the vehicle impounded? Because if you did, if you have questions about getting a vehicle released, what do I need to know? Does the city of Council Bluffs have a curfew? What are the child restraint and seatbelt laws? These are just some common questions on the website at Council Bluffs. And you didn't get shown, the pickup was not taken and seized, was it?
No, it was not seized. Why would it be seized? I was going 60 in a 55.
Are you going to fight this? Are you just going to pay the ticket and let your insurance...
I've already talked to my
insurance. Why don't you write a letter to the editor or call some radio station at Council Bluffs?
I have some things going on in my head.
Oh, yeah. What's the fine?
$85.
$85 for 5 miles over?
That's what I said. Am I talking?
And your insurance, are you going to be insurable by the company? That's the other question now.
Well, let's talk about that on the air, should we? Let's talk. Duke's right in town.
I think they know about it.
Duke are in the building.
They know about it.
Duke, do you want to come in the studio and talk to me about
it? They know all about it.
Oh, I know they know. I was up front. I don't try to hide things.
First, you smash the window on Shauna's pickup. And then the next weekend, you get picked up. Your wife and, well, you said the girls. So I don't know who was with you. Last week you said, well, the girls were settling down. It was 1 a.m. and I thought, I thought Em and Michelle were with. And I didn't want to push it any further. And then you get arrested in Council Bluffs, Iowa. I mean, what are you doing this weekend?
Stop.
What are you doing this weekend?
Going to Devil's Lake.
Oh, jeez. I'll notify the sheriff. You taking the pickup? You're not taking Shauna's pickup again, are you?
I don't think so. No, I'll take my own pickup.
I don't think you're insurable.
I've talked to my insurance agent.
With a rap sheet like you got?
A rap sheet a mile long. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Appreciate that.
I think the The home office knew all about this.
What time do you need me to come over tonight, by the way?
There is no party at my house.
No, no, not the party. The thing we were talking about earlier, taking the mirrors off your ceiling in your bedroom.
What is that yesterday?
4 o'clock, four pack.
I don't know what you
top four talk
talking
show
about.
Talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show.
Rumor I was having a football party. No. Made up. I'm not.
I'll be there after everybody else because I'll be driving 5 under the speed limit no matter where I drive from now on. Number four, Jurgi, the NFL season opens tonight.
I think we talked about it a few minutes ago, didn't we?
We did. Baltimore, and they're playing what? Al Roker? Who are they playing?
No, he was at the empty stadium. Elway's boys. The Broncos.
The Broncos.
Rematch.
Of what?
Oh, it was a championship game last season, wasn't it?
Was it? I have no idea. I don't follow this stuff.
Wasn't
the only thing that I
AFC
relate to Baltimore,
game?
The only thing I relate to Baltimore is Ray Lewis killing that guy in Atlanta. You that's the only thing.
You can't.
I can't get past that.
You just can't. And he's retired now. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's probably killing people randomly now. I don't know.
Didn't somebody say recently, a former player or maybe a current player, that sometimes his speeches that he gave before the games, you know, everybody looked up to Ray Lewis on the team because he had to.
Afraid of him.
They didn't make any sense sometimes. Somebody said
slash
that.
His throat! Kill this guy! Cut his jugular! Step on his throat! Stab his chest! Stick a knife in his back! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Is that what he was saying? Stuff like that?
Maybe. They didn't make any sense, according to some.
Oh, okay.
Okay, big night.
Big night tonight.
We've established it's on NBC.
NBC, yes.
Not the
NFL Network.
The high-end network.
The high-end network, the $4 NFL network.
Can't get it.
You know, for a $1 billion industry, the NFL has a terrible, cheesy network. I'll just say that.
Randy Moss is working for him now, isn't he?
Well, there you go. It shows you. Paying him in bongs, or do they pay him in?
No.
Randy will give you 3 roach clips and a bong. All right, man. Straight bongs, homie. Number 3 on our list today, a woman in Clay County, Jurgi.
Yes. There's several in Clay County. Thousands, I would guess.
Has been charged with felony bigamy.
Yes. Jim Monk dug up that story yesterday in the courthouse, and she, I believe her name is Penny Fick.
Penny Fick?
And the prosecutor.
Say that 5 times fast.
The prosecutor there, Brian Melton, Clay County attorney. He said pretty rare. He doesn't recall charging a bigamy case, but they allege in the criminal complaint that she got married and she wasn't quite divorced yet. And so you can't be married to 2 people at the same time.
Nor would many of us want to be.
So, I mean, maybe it was just a mix-up. You know how that is. Your paperwork hadn't gone through.
Yeah.
Interesting little
It is
story.
Interesting.
We don't have
how did she
yet.
Explain this to her
well, she,
husband now in Moorhead?
I don't know. Maybe just a misunderstanding. And maybe I don't know. I don't know all the facts of the case. And we're in the discovery mode now, as you say.
The discovery mode.
It's a legal term. I've been hanging out with lawyers the last couple of days.
Yeah, you have been. Yes. Penny Fick has some splaining to do. Let's say that. Number 2. On our list, Jurgi, in what may be a precedent-setting case,
yes,
2 people facing felony drug charges in Cass County are arguing that they had a right to have marijuana because it had been prescribed in a state where the use of marijuana for medical purposes is legal.
Washington State.
Very interesting case here.
A couple of people from North Dakota. They were arrested I think it's January 9th. I don't have the court papers in front of me, at a motel in Castleton. I think there's only one, so that narrows it down.
So the motel in
Castleton. And there might be another one.
The governor's inn?
Days inn, yeah. And somebody smelled marijuana, I think, and the sheriff's office was called. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, some deputies arrived and knocked on the door, and I think at first they didn't want them to come in. They smelled marijuana, a trained law enforcement, and...
Don't come in, man.
And
Ava, go away.
A woman who was charged, they're both charged with possession with intent to distribute because of the amount, and it's 13 ounces. But they, also in the paperwork, and it didn't make our story because time constraints and whatnot, is that the officers, the deputies said that one of them, the defendants, rushed into the bathroom and tried to flush the substance, some of it, down the toilet.
Yes, yes.
And the female, who's also charged, tried to prevent the deputy from going after him and blocked his way. And then later, they they hired some attorneys here locally, and they have these little cards, Washington State cards, issued by, he's listed as a doctor. Whether he's an actual medical doctor, I'm not so sure.
The doctor of love?
Well,
what is he?
Neuropathic, according to the court papers.
Oh, one of those.
But
guys.
He has a license. There's one of the attorneys in the case, defense attorneys, attorney Mark Fries. The other attorney representing the woman is Charlie Sheely, both from Fargo. They think they've got a pretty good case. The way they read North Dakota state law, the possession part of it, it doesn't really cover this. It doesn't cover another state because the original law goes back the 70s, I believe. And, of course, we didn't have any states that had medicinal marijuana. The prosecution, the state's attorney's office, says, well, we're using kind of a different law, and we think it applies, and it'll be up to Judge Corwin to determine who's right. And depending on his ruling, the case may or may not go to trial later this month. But they had, according to their attorneys, they're allowed to have up to 24 ounces with their prescription.
Well, now, Washington State is actually a state now that has legal marijuana, period, right?
Well, yes, you have. It's a personal use state, I think, and I don't know the amounts. But this is under the medicinal.
You okay? All right. I'm just
the medicinal
making
part
that clear
of the law.
Clearing the haze.
And I also, in interviewing their attorneys yesterday for the story, it's a little unclear, and maybe this will come out as the case progresses, what their ailments are. Why they have
glaucoma, sore back, sciatic nerve,
cold. I'm not sure. I don't know.
My elbow. Oh, my pancreas hurts.
So I you know, 13 ounces to me sounds like quite a bit. I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
But according to the attorneys, they're allowed. These two people are each allowed to have up to 24 ounces under their prescription, written by this.
That's over a pound, isn't it?
Well,
what's
a
pound? 16 ounces.
16 ounces. Yeah.
So like a pound and a half.
But, you know, I don't know how sick.
Well, they have a really bad back. It's a really bad
cold. It's an interesting
cold.
Story, and so I shouldn't be making light of it.
Well, yes, you should.
Well, they're facing misdemeanor and felony charges. So it's a serious case. The woman's originally from the Jamestown area. I believe both of them are working out west now in the western part of the state.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
What's that got to do anything? What's that got to do with
sure.
anything?
Sure. They're working out west. Well,
so are a lot of people.
Yeah.
Out west could mean
steel.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes in the next week or so. There'll be a court hearing prior to the trial, and the judge will have to decide if this defense is going to work. And then if he says it probably won't, then there may not be a trial. Maybe they'll settle it somehow.
Number one on our list today, Jurgi, Syria. I'm not sure there's anything new about Syria.
The hearings are over
today.
For
the
now,
hearings
right?
Are over, yes. I think old President Obama is trying to find a way out of this mess for himself.
Well, you
that's
know,
what I
a couple of days ago, as we said yesterday, seemed like the momentum was building, support of something. And then yesterday,
the Senate panel
passed
it.
We ran our roll call here for the delegations in Minnesota, North Dakota. And I don't know other than is Senator Franken.
He said, yeah, he's on board.
But
with
he's
the
about it, really. I mean, full support.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the mission's undefined, and of course, I guess we don't exactly want to tell them exactly what we would do. You know,
who are you waving to?
Doug Hamilton just walked in.
Oh, did he? Oh, good for him.
Friendly fellow. So yeah, it seems like we're kind of in limbo on that issue, and we'll have a vote next week. We'll have a vote next week, and if Congress doesn't support the president, then what's he do?
That's a good question.
I don't know what he does.
He goes looking for his credibility, which would be non-existent.
What'd Bader say about him? I miss Jerry Bader.
Bader Wisconsin. And I agreed 100%.
Really? That's a first.
It was just kind of boring. I agree. Yeah, I agree, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike, I agree.
Mike. Okay.
What
I brought you a little
there?
Gift from out
What's
front.
What's that?
Out front.
It's a T-shirt.
They've been streaming into the studios here on 25th Street. This is our Y94, our one of our stations down the hall is a sponsor of the Taylor Swift concert, I think.
Sure.
At the Fargo Dome, and they're handing out these red T-shirts by the zillions today.
You know,
so I thought I'd bring you one.
Thank you. Now, even though we have zillions of these T-shirts, have you noticed that we have fewer T-shirts around the building lately?
I have noticed that.
There's a lot fewer T-shirts
I have
being,
noticed
being purchased
in totality, yes, and hats.
Yard signs.
All that stuff. We did have a lot of it.
We did. We had a lot.
And one particular station had a, well, they're no longer here. So they had a real lot
they
of stuff.
They had a lot of stuff, didn't they? Man, that must have been expensive.
Must have been.
Unbelievable. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director here on the Mike McFeely Show.